Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am this morning's host, Janelle McNeil, and we have a really special guest on this morning who has a fantastic story for us. Well, it's not a story like out of a storybook. It's a real life, for real story. Rolando Tate, let me see if he is on the line. Mr. Tate, are you available?
Good morning.
Are you
available? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I think everyone can hear you, yes. You're in loud and clear. Well, before we get started, we are going to do our IMA introduction, and after that, we'll begin our show. We'll be right back. Okay, so we are having all kinds of technical challenges this morning, so I know that this morning's show is going to be absolutely fantastic. Well, let's get started. Mr. Tate, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, great. All right, so I am going to read your introduction, which, well, I'll let our audience decide on that. So we have Mr. Rolando Tate with us this morning. Born in Miami in 1973, Rolando Tate is the second of three children born to his parents. Rolando attended Miami New Orleans Senior High and continued his studies at Florida Memorial College. Rolando is a 20-plus-year longshoreman at the Port of Miami. He writes poetry, has a book in the pipeline, is a father of three, and Rolando, from what I hear, you're also in the process of obtaining your general contractor's license and engineering license?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that.
Pardon me?
Yes, I am in the process of acquiring my general contractor's license as well as an engineering license.
Okay, so now everyone who's on this morning, our callers, you, myself, we know that the premise of this show is the book Think and Grow Rich. And speaking to your current accomplishments or your endeavors right now of obtaining two what I always imagined to be rather completely different licenses, how do you manage that? How do you manage a general contractor's license and an engineering license? Like what kind of mental capacity do you have to have in order to do both of those at the same time? Or maybe they're not at the same time. Help us out.
Engineering deals with the construction field from a very detailed and intimate position. I want to tell you that first, the process of construction begins with the architect and the engineer, and then is pushed forward to the construction firm where the idea is actually manifested into the physical reality. From my mental capacity, I don't know. It just comes easy. However, I'm able to comprehend what is being spoken of in thought and recognize the importance of the details. I can formulate that process into an engineering process and then transfer and communicate those ideas to the construction company, as well as have a mental attitude of following through the idea until its fruition point or it actually materializes into something real. I honestly cannot answer you, except from a mastermind's perspective, that all things are possible. I do not see limits. I do not draw lines. There's nothing stopping me from being an architect and an engineer. There's nothing stopping me from being an engineer and owning a construction company. There's nothing stopping me. And based on the mindset of the Think and Grow Rich mastermind, the only limits I have in creating my world are the ones that I create for myself. I see no limits. There's nothing I can not do. And that's through the mastermind group and the thought of Napoleon Hill.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this morning's show has been advertised as Think and Grow Rich Mastermind discussed with pancreatic cancer survivor Rolando Tate. And I didn't, none of that was mentioned in your very short bio. Can you speak rather briefly on the role that, and you're going to tell your story, so everyone kind of sit tight this morning to hear this story of how you, Rolando, were able to, okay, I'm not even going to go there. I have a question. I'd like to know what role do the principles of the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind play, not necessarily play, but what roles do the principles play for those who have been given a report, such as yourself, as you received some years ago for being terminally ill? I mean, after all, it's not a medical book. So how do these principles affect, how can they affect?
Well, for me, the principles of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill apply to my particular instance because I had a desire. I had a burning desire to live. And the book Think and Grow Rich, it's not only for growing rich in finances, but it's a book that sets you on a path of creating a world that is designed by you and is beneficial to you based on your thoughts. Now, at the moment the information was given to me that I had pancreatic cancer, I had a decision to make. And at the time I had to make that decision, I recognized that that was going to be the most important decision of my life. And in the book of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, we learned that our world, our actions, our reactions all began with a thought, and I could not afford to lose. And in the book Think and Grow Rich, there's a portion where it says you have to burn your bridges back, which means whatever endeavor you partake of on, I didn't have an option of losing. My options were win or die. And I really appreciated that approach because growing up in the early 70s and late 70s and early 80s, we had to be, I guess, ingenious and creative in our way of supplying for ourselves. In the book Think and Grow Rich, a lot of the examples of success stories there, often the success stories came from a rebound, which means at the moment that they identified themselves in a very uncomfortable position, and they recognized that they could not stay in that position, and their lives, their very essence of their living would not allow them to remain in that position. And based on those principles, and of course, you know, someone telling you that you have pancreatic cancer or you're going to die or, you know, divorce or whatever the bad piece of information is at that time, whatever it is that knocks you down, the book just Think and Grow Rich really leaves hope with the reader that this moment is the threshold towards your greatness. I really had to begin with my thoughts. I really had to change everything about myself when it was discovered that I had pancreatic cancer. And
okay,
the book, Think and Grow Rich, really pulled
ahead,
me out of my slump. It really pulled me out of my slump.
So can you give our listeners a brief timeline of what you're referring to when you're talking about you had pancreatic cancer, and the doctor's medical reports only gave you a certain amount of time to live. Can you share with, of course, I know your story, but can you share with others briefly what you're referring to, what this timeline looks like for you?
Well, in 2010, March 2010, I finally turned myself into the hospital, or finally allowed my brother to take me to the hospital. And this was after several months of not eating, several months of throwing up, several months of simply staying in bed. And I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer the same day that Patrick Swayze passed away from pancreatic cancer. Didn't know exactly what was going on with me. My body was shutting down. I lost over 70 pounds. I wasn't able to eat. And I read into the diagnosis of my problem, and they said it was a neuroendocrine tumor. A neuroendocrine tumor is a tumor that is created by the brain. And what I mean by that is this communication from your body to your brain tells your body to do something. And my body was in a reactionary state of fight. I remained in a state of anxiety and, I want to say, pressure for a very long period of time. And my defense systems, the adrenaline, the cortisone, they continued to work even while I was asleep. I was never in a state of mind where I had peace, total and complete peace. I was always thinking. I was always moving. I was always calculating. There was something that I always had to do. If you and I had a conversation 3-4 years ago, I would talk your head off a little bit like I am now, because there was so much inside of me that I had not let out. And it holds true. If you don't let it out, it will eat you up inside. And the neuroendocrine tumor is one that is hit by the brain, which tells the rest of your glands, your hormone glands or your protective glands, to either fight or shut down. My system fought until it couldn't fight anymore, and it began to shut down. And doctors told me I had roughly 6 to 8 months to live. I would be dead by December. And my response, initially, I looked at the doctor and I said, you think it's December 1st or December 31st? What day do you think how long can I live? And he looked at me with a question mark, and I asked, well, doc, my son's birthday is December 31st, and I think it would be a lousy birthday present for him to know that his father died on or before his birthday. So can we change my date of death from December to possibly January? And he looked at me. And from the book, Think and Grow Rich, the concept that I took was there are no other options. I don't care about the external circumstances. I don't recognize the facts. I don't recognize what's being stated. I don't recognize what anyone has done in the past. All I recognize is what's inside of me, and what's inside of me is to live. And when I began to believe that, not when I thought that, when I began to believe that I will live, I am alive, my entire world began to change. I went from days of simply touching my fingers and toes to learning how to read and write again after being stuck in bed for so long. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to spell my name again because certain parts of my brain were not active. There were so many things I had to do to learn how to live again. And based on the book Napoleon Hill, I started to, quote unquote, get my thinking in order. And in the book Napoleon Hill wrote, he writes about numerous people being successful, but there was one particular thing that caught my attention, and it was a quote he said about success comes to those who become success conscious. Failure comes to those who indifferently allow themselves to become failure conscious. Now, I don't give too much emphasis or credit to pancreatic cancer. And what I mean by that is I don't give it too much thought. A lot of the world will use that title, you know, pancreatic cancer, or pancreatic cancer survivor, as something to catch the world's attention. But the truth is I have begun to mastermind or create within my personal mind a place of perfection where certain thoughts are incapable of manifesting themselves and growing and gaining any more brain power. When you look at, or when I see, success comes to those who become success conscious, a decision has been made. I grew up in Miami. I'm from the Overtown area. I understand poverty. I understand the struggle. I understand the thin line between success and failure. And I understand for many people that chasm is vast and wide and dark and deep, and the question mark remains, how do I become successful? What is success? For me, success became simply living one more day, and I was able to identify that. And through the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, there are steps. There are namely six steps where you can acquire your riches, where you can acquire your success, where you can acquire your perfect world. And, I mean, whatever it is you want to do, bake keys, open a construction company, a daycare center, heal yourself. It may sound extremely crazy. It sounds extremely crazy because it is rare to hear someone speak of healing themselves. But I'm speaking from a point of everything begins with a thought. And, again, in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he illustrates patterns of successful people who have learned to change their thoughts.
Okay. Now, before you go any further, let's try this commercial thing again, and then we'll get right back. We'll be right back.
Great.
Okay, and we're back. So the world, the universe does not want to hear from the commercials this morning. It only wants to hear from you, Rolando. So are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. So what is? I'm glad you mentioned that you don't give pancreatic cancer really any attention, and I'm glad you mentioned that because that was one of my questions. You know, that's how we advertised the show, but how do you want to be known? How do you want to be related to instead of the pancreatic cancer survivor? What best fits you?
That's a good question. I guess today by his grace, I am a pancreatic survivor. I'm a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a father. I'm a fighter. I'm a winner. How would I like to be described? How would I like to be known, regarded as? Someone that continuously puts his best out, irregardless of the circumstances. Resilient. I don't know. I really don't look at myself too much. I'm a fighter. I'm a believer. I believe I can do all things. And when I say all things, I believe all things. I am radical in thought. I believe that we can go beyond our thoughts and think even more. I mean, now we have people living in outer space for 6 or 7 months at a time, and it doesn't seem strange or unfamiliar. So once upon a time, that was a crazy thought. I like to live vicariously through faith. I'm a faith-based believer. I'm not a person who believes or prepares for the worst. I'm a person who's not afraid of anything, any thought or any person or anything, any situation. And I look forward to being hopefully the most optimistic person in the room.
Well, you're definitely the most optimistic person on this morning's show. How did you come to the knowledge of Think and Grow Rich and the Masterminding Principles?
About 20 years ago. Oh, coffee is great. About 20 years ago, I had the honor of meeting a group of men who desired to be rich. And they were very successful men. One went on to open a record label. The other went on to open a construction company. The other went on to open a family insurance company. And they all had this book, Think and Grow Rich. And these gentlemen might have been 10, 20 years older than me, but I was quite observant. And again, I was very optimistic and always seeking. And these men shared with me the book. And they signed the book, and they challenged me to become a millionaire in X amount of time. And from there, I've been on my journey.
Okay. Okay. I do believe that we have our founder, the founder of the International Mastermind Association, on the line. I'm Ann McNeil. See if our technology this morning will allow her to greet us this morning. Ann, are you available? Nope, technology is doing what it wants this morning.
Well, it's the private show today. That's awesome.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I was just speaking on the relationship of how these men introduced me to the book and how they sort of fathered me into a new reality. And to creating my own world and knowing that, you know, the world that they speak of on the news at night is not necessarily the world that I live in. And it's just so amazing that, you know, two people can have two separate perspectives about the same thing. And based on our state of mind, everything comes out of that. You know, you can look at one situation, oh, my God, you have cancer. Oh, my God, I'm sorry for you. That's too bad. Or you can look at it as, you know what, this is something I can learn from. This is something that if it doesn't kill me, it can only make me stronger, and I'm not going to let it kill me. You know, I'm not going to let this divorce kill me. I'm not going to let, you know, me losing my job or any loss or anything negative to the world stop me. I remember one person telling me that my worst day was my best day. And it took me a little while to recognize the gratitude that this person had for his mistakes and all the times he had failed, but in recognizing his failures, strengthened and motivated and brought him closer to his success. One more note that you would find in the Think and Grow Rich book and the Mastermind's mentality is that failure is a part of the process. Did you know that Thomas Edison had over 10,000 failures? Can you imagine failing 10,000 times and still going towards your goal? Can you imagine failing at something 10,000 times? Mastermind or the internet, you know, can you just imagine failing? You try to bake cookies or anything. Imagine failing at it 10,000 times. That's 3 times a day. That's 30 times a day for a year. You fail 10,000 times. Now, if you allow that mindset or that thought to take root into your brain, eventually you may become discouraged. But people such as Thomas Edison did not allow failure to discourage them. Their metal, their character would not allow them to fail. Some people purchase dictionaries and rip the word impossible out. Some people do not allow the word impossible to live in their world. And
wow.
We as human beings, we who are masterminds, have learned that the limits that we set for ourselves, that which we take in, that which we digest, that which we allow to enter into our mind as thought or images, actually takes root and grows. We are selective
now, pardon
in
me
our...
for a minute. Pardon me for a minute. We do have a caller that has their hand up. The last four digits of the number are 1700, 1700. Your line is open. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rosa Carter in Jacksonville, Florida.
Good morning, Rosa. How are you?
I'm good. I want to say to the guest, from one survivor and conqueror to another, because I am too a survivor where the doctor said that I was not going to live, and I'm still here like a Timex. I took a licking, but I'll keep on kicking.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yes, ma'am.
And how it ties into the Think and Grow Rich. I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your favorite chapter in the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill that was a turning point in your life?
The very first page. The very first word. And to be honest with you, I'm stuck on the chapter Desire because let me give you one. And this is one that I fell in love with. And this is the first chapter of Desire and Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest achievement was at first and for a time a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the egg. And in the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of realities. Just marinate on that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Our dreams are the seedlings of our reality. The highest vision of the soul is a waking angel stirring. I never, ever, 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 ever thought of myself as an angel. Keyword is thought. Oh, my God, what have I been thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the light came on. And that's where wait a minute, I don't have to think like this.
Right. Well,
you mean to tell me I really can't have champagne wishes and caviar lifestyles? I don't have to think like this? You know, growing up in poverty, you just really, really wish and dream. And sometimes for a long time, we make our dreams our goals. You know, we want to just dream and we just wish and we wish and we wish. And after a while, we just sit there in frustration, and all we can do is wish. No, we can do more than that. We can act upon our wishes. We can write our dreams down, and we can ask the universe to say, you know what, I'm going for it. There's no reason for me to stay. Just because I was born in the ghetto doesn't mean I have to live and die in the ghetto. I can walk down the street to a library. I can go to a basketball court and pretend that I'm Michael Jordan. I can dream. And it is in these dreams where our lives, our heaven, you know, our heaven is in those dreams if we're just brave enough, courageous enough to get up and take one step towards our dream. And after I began to take my one step towards my desire, my entire world changed. It wasn't that good. The report wasn't that great. It didn't look good on paper. It didn't look good on film. But it was the truth, and I had to accept my truth and change it. I wasn't going to allow my circumstances or situations to be my reality. I refused to accept my circumstances and situations as my reality. I was going to make my reality. I was not going to allow the world to create my reality for me. And the simple fact that I had a desire, the simple fact that I would not quit, the simple fact that irregardless of my credentials or my background, I didn't care what didn't work. The only thing I was focused on was what did. And that's the energy it takes for the universe to turn for you, that person. You have to get to that point where it doesn't matter and you don't care about anything else but your points of success or your goals, whatever they are. And until you get to that place where you believe nothing else, you're not saying anything else but what it is that you want to manifest in your life, there's going to be room for chaos and traffic jams and glitches. But once you get to that definite point where no matter what, this is where I'm going. when God heard me say that, when the universe heard me say that, when my friends who kept asking me, Rolando, do you want to go hang out? And I kept responding, no, I'm busy. I have homework to do. No, no. They began to change. Everything began to change. And, yes, they looked at me crazy. Yes, they whispered. Yes, they had their doubts. I never allowed their doubts to influence me or cause me to have doubts about myself. I can't afford it. I got to live. And maybe these thoughts or these surroundings that I had been around had possibly caused or led to me being sick. Again, we are our thoughts, and my thoughts caused me or my body to create a tumor that almost killed me. So it was my thoughts that triggered my body to react, which means I had to take control of my thoughts. I had to take care and take control of those things that caused me to think. Any stimuli, any person, any information, any data that would cause me to think wrong, I had to really take control of and monitor and become the gatekeeper of my thoughts. And I no longer could afford to take things for granted. The mastermind that stays focused, Think and Grow Rich, teaches us to stay focused. Stay in that place where you want to be. Go towards that place you want to be and do not allow anything to stop you. I'm very, very grateful, very, very grateful for the mastermind mindset and individuals who are on the same journey and path as me, because the group think or the think tank or to multiply your thoughts or to increase in mental power is what's necessary sometimes for change. We ourselves cannot change the world. We can only change ourselves. And once we change ourselves, the world sees our change. Thus, the world is affected. I couldn't wait on the world to change. I couldn't cry if no one went with me. I had to do this for myself, and I found the joy and I found the value of self. And my thoughts are myself, and the action of my thoughts benefit me and others, and I could recognize the value and the quality of myself, and once I recognized my value increased.
Okay. Third time's the charm. We're going to try this commercial thing one more time and get right back.
Thanks, Jacksonville.
Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Okay, so it did work. Third time is charm. And we are going to go on ahead and open up Ann McNeil. Are you available? Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I have been enjoying the show. And want to welcome you back to the show, Danelle McNeil. people are texting me wanting to know who's hosting the show, so you have to remind people who you are as you continue to host and also who you're hosting. And so to all of our listeners, today we are joined by Danelle McNeil, who's our host for today, and Rolando Tate, who's our great guest for today. Good morning, Mr. Tate. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. McNeil. I'm awesome. How are you?
Sir, if I were any better, I'd be you.
Yes, yes, you might be. Yes, you might be. You just might be. That's good.
There is nothing like a mindset that not only knows who you are, but whose you are. And everything in life starts with a thought and a vision. And my favorite book says that there was the word.
Yes, it was.
And it gave life. And as we use the words, such as the words that we think as we grow rich, it is within every single area of our life. And oftentimes we focus on the thinking and we focus on the rich. Seldom do we focus on the growth that comes out of the thinking and desiring to be rich. So we want to congratulate you this morning for your growth in your desire to live, which has allowed you to be rich in that. So I'm going to go back on mute, and we again thank you for coming on, and we welcome you to the show. And to all of our listeners all over the world, just continue to enjoy the show. And once again, this is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. Thank you, Danelle and Rolando.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. McNeil, it is a pleasure and a privilege. And listening to you speak brings up a story that I remember. I remember a young man who was looking for a job. And he went high and low searching for a job. He wasn't qualified for this. They're not hiring. Whatever the case may be, he was unable to find a job. Well, he saw this extremely large steel and glass building with a large facade front. And he decided, I'll go ask them for a job. They're big. They got to be hiring. They got to need one person. And walking up the entrance of the building, he noticed that the building was lined with coconut trees. Maybe 50 plus coconut trees. And he needed a job. Well, more than a job, he needed to provide food and clothes and the necessities for his family. And he saw the coconut trees. And as he continued to walk towards their front door, he saw some of the coconuts had fallen on the ground. And something, a thought, an idea hit him. And he said, you know what? I can pick up these coconuts on the ground and sell them. Long story short, the young man never made it into the building for the application because he became successful at selling coconuts. And I took from that lesson that you can begin right where you are with what you have and you can become successful. And oftentimes the most notable path or the most obvious path is not the path that we as individuals are supposed to take. And sometimes it takes that moment, that cancer, that pancreatic cancer, that back to the wall, that dire circumstance where you can't do anything but accept your situation that causes you to change. And that is a catalyst for change. No more bad days after that. That day, that moment when you say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to allow this to impact or affect me in this way anymore. When I get to that point in my life, then my entire world changes. When you get to that point that you're no longer going to deal with this situation that makes you uncomfortable, that dis-eases you, your world changes. The moment you have that thought, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. You begin to change your entire world. The entire world changes and is based on our thoughts. It's
so
amazing
if I may, pardon me. I'd like to kind of go into the book, and just as a reminder to everyone, or introduction to everyone, I am Danelle McNeil, this morning's host for the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio program, and we are speaking with Rolando Tate. So, Mr. Tate, I'd like to, if I may, go back into the book just a little bit. I know that there were, in some earlier conversations that you and I had, there were some passages that you thought were of notable mention. And so if you'd like to share, I'd like to open that up for now. But I'd also like to find out, if people want to get in contact with you, if you're on Facebook or Instagram or something like that, if they want to connect with you as inspiration, or if they have any questions or whatever it is, if they want to invite you to join their mastermind group, how can people get in contact with you?
I hold two Facebook pages. One, I can be found at Rolando Tate on Facebook, Rolando Tate. The next page that I've launched is a page for masterminders and those who think like me. And the name of that page is Real Ones. That page is set up basically as a launching pad for anyone with an idea of positivity, productivity, and creativity. If you need an outlet, if you need an avenue, if you need to be heard, if you want to share your thoughts, you can share them on my page if they're positive and productive, and they will be encouraged and disseminated to the rest of the world. Those pages are Rolando Tate, RolandoTate. I can always be reached at Facebook. And my secondary page is Real Ones, RealOnez, Real Ones. I also can be followed on Instagram at Real Ones, RealOnez. And if anyone would like to book me for motivational speaking or writing, or just simply like to sit down and brainstorm, you can always email me at RolandoTate337@gmail.com. Again, my email address is RolandoTate, RolandoTate337 at Gmail. My Instagram account is Real Ones, RealOnez. And also, I have a Facebook page by the same name of Real Ones, RealOnez. And by Real Ones, I'm speaking about those people who have been through adversity and have felt the struggle and have been through the valley of life and have not allowed it to deter them from the blessings and the promises that they have waiting for them.
Okay.
And I
thank you very much.
I encourage,
oh, go ahead.
Please reach out to me. It is a part of my healing process to connect with people and hopefully partake in a positive moment, and also to leave an exchange with them of positivity and hope. Again, I am a pancreatic cancer survivor, and I am searching. I am looking if there is anyone within the sound of my voice who knows of anyone who has been affected by cancer. Please get in contact with me. I want to let you know that I love you. I want to let you know that cancer is a thought that can be thrown away and dismissed, and that we can move beyond cancer and we can conquer cancer. And the process begins with us. And I believe that you can live. I know you can. And whoever your family members are, whoever you're in contact with, who has come in contact with this evil, awful, sinister disease, I give you my love, I give you my strength, I give you my encouragement. So please, anyone out there, anyone who's dealt with any form of cancer, get in contact with me, and I'd love to share my strength with you. I would love to support you and just let you know that better days are ahead, and I believe that you will conquer this, just like you've conquered everything else in your life, that same way that you shall continue to conquer greater things in your life. This ain't nothing but a speed bump in the road of your life. And I want you to look at it as such. And I'm sharing with you that we can overcome any obstacle in our mind as long as we do not allow that thought to overtake us.
Okay, and right now we're going to conquer the speed bump of one more commercial, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Thank you, and we are back. So, Rolanda, going into the book, there were a couple of, as you mentioned earlier, some notable passages that you wanted to share. Would you like to go on ahead and share those with us in this last 10 minutes of the show?
Oh, absolutely. I only have 10 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Actually, you have about 8. I have the last 2.
Well, I'll give you 8 full minutes. And in the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, ladies and gentlemen, there is a vast treasure of wisdom and jewels and written history of individuals coming into the reality of their dreams. There are several passages I would like to share with you, and if I'm allowed to expound, give me 4 minutes. One of them is found, and I'm staying strictly in the first chapter of the book because many people who may be listening to me right now may be unfamiliar with Think and Grow Rich concepts or the idea of a mastermind group, and I once was unaware of these gifts as well, and I'm going to stay in the first chapter because I want everyone to come on board, and I want everyone to create a mastermind group, and I want everyone to elevate mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and it begins with our thoughts. One quote that sticks out is, success requires no apologies. Failure permits no alibis. Success requires no apologies. Failure permits no alibis. If the thing you wish to do is right and you believe in it, go ahead and do it. Put your dream across and never mind what they say if you meet with temporary defeat, for they perhaps do not know that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. I had to get over myself. I had to get myself out of the way. I was afraid of me. I understood the game. I understood the streets. I knew what a hustler was. I had seen images of success or wealth or materialistic gain. I never enacted myself to participate in the wealth process. I never activated myself until I decided, why not? I can make other people rich. Why not make myself rich? I was not encouraging myself. I was discouraged from taking ownership of my personal prize, those things that the universe had stored for me. My dreams were put to the side to further promote other dreams, other persons' dreams. And there was no personal success within myself. And you don't have to apologize for your success. If you want to fail or if, you know, you do not want to succeed, then you can use any excuse in the world. And any excuse in the world will work to label or excuse away your failure. Success will not allow you to make an excuse. It does not leave room for excuses. The next thing that comes to pass is possibly a poem that my father had told me growing up. And I thank God for my father because he also maintained a mastermind mentality. And he showed me the importance of believing in yourself. My father was an entrepreneur who went on to open several businesses. He had multiple streams of income, and by the grace of God, he's still alive today, and he shares with me his wisdom. And I try to take it and I manifest it and multiply what he's shown me so that I can be just as good or greater than him one day. And this poem is a very bitter poem for me. And it says, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted Auntie's store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. For so long in my life, Danell, International Masterminders Group, those listening this morning on Radio Blog, for so many days, for many years, for so many thoughts, I shortchanged myself. I tethered myself like that giant elephant on that little string tied to a little stake. I did not recognize my true power, and my true power is infinite. My true power is infinite because I define my true power. Now, if I allow the world to dictate what I am or define me by their terms, I will limit my true power. If I want to accept what the world has to offer for me, then that is my place. And if I show resentment afterward, and resentment or depression steps in, it is because I have not taken advantage of my true power and created myself to be who I am purposed to be. For so many years of my life, I was a waiter, I was a busboy, I was doing someone else's job, not doing what I was created to do. And I would accept what the world gave me. I did not demand that the world see me in the way that I saw myself. And for so long, because I did not allow the world to see me as I truly was, I began to accept the image that the world had made on me. Then I began to conform to that image. And now I'm way, way off the mark. And now I really didn't like myself. And because I didn't like myself, I began to display behaviors that showed I did not like myself. After accepting the definition of the world for me, I began to display that definition. I had to be out of my mind to do that. I had to be out of my mind to accept a job that paid minimum wages when I know that I wanted to live like a king. I had to be out of my mind to accept conditions or a system that did not work for me. I had to start thinking outward. I had to think out of the box. I had to erase the lines. I had to stop listening to the negativity of people telling me what I could and could not do and what I was and was not qualified for. I had to listen to myself. And as the mastermind develops, he separates himself. They separate themselves from everything that is not like themselves, and they gravitate towards, and those things that they call out, those things that they wish, those things that are planted in them in dream and desire, begin to gravitate towards them. They're magnetically drawn. Our vibrations draw people to us. We are attracted to people. When you meet a person, he's a stranger, she's a stranger. What causes you to look at that person, interact with a smile, and develop a relationship? It is a frequency. It is a thought transmission that is picked up and received by the other person, and that person is in agreement or harmony with that frequency that you transmit. You like finger painting, you go to a finger painting class, you come in contact with someone with similar thoughts, ideas, and action, and there's a harmony there. You exercise, you go to the gym, you bump into someone with the same ideas, thoughts, and actions. But I had allowed myself to allow the world to dictate to me what my thoughts should be. Oh, well, you're smart, you're handsome, you should be a model. I don't want to be a model. I want to be a boxer. And then one day we wake up, and how did I get here? I have about 3 minutes left, Ms. McNeil.
No, actually, sir, you have about 14 seconds left.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to take our last commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to share your information again and wrap up. And we would love to be able to have you back. I kind of took the back seat in this interview this morning because I wanted the listeners to really get an idea of who they're listening to, the mindset behind who they're listening to. So we're going to have our last commercial break and get out of here.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back. We want to thank Rolando Tate again this morning. If you'd like to get in contact with him, you can catch him at Real Ones, R-E-A-L-O-N-E-Z, on Facebook. Also, his personal page, Rolando Tate, R-O-L-A-N-D-O-T-A-T-E. Rolando, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. And I understand that you have some poetry, so can we get you to read us some of your writings on your next trip over?
Oh, sure you can. I would love to share.
Okay. Excellent. Well, again, I am Danelle McNeil. You've heard from Rolando Tate, our guest this morning, for the most part. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you next time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.